Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
We're going to have an awesome night tonight. I'm Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Our show has been planned so we can focus on the Love Cafe. Truly, our biggest focus is the menu, but just to let you know, the Love Cafe is an opportunity for you to talk about real love topics. It's a real love talk show that focuses on soothing your appetite. See, we want to soothe your appetite with some love talk tonight. So it's so awesome to be able to come before you tonight and share on WBSW Radio, the internet station. I want to play this, and we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play this because it's important that when you think about love, you got to think about something else.
Takes me back when we had a good thing going. When I thought I knew you and you knew me. Oh, we were two peas in a pod. Not been a much time apart. No, no.
We want you to part WBSW Radio, the internet station, the Love Cafe. Really excited to come before you tonight and do the Love Cafe because the menu is awesome. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith as we talk about the Love Cafe. You also can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have an opportunity to email us, and we have a new email address, and that's WBSW Radio, the internet station, with 23, the number 23, at gmail.com. If you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama, and we work with them hand-in-hand, bringing projects, bringing shows, supporting our trips, giving away the books. They're there with us, and I give a shout-out to those brothers because they really work hard. See, they're a brand, and they say, this is our brand we're going to work with. They say, we lead and never follow. And doing this is a lead for everybody else can follow later on. We also have an opportunity on Twitter to catch us at Larissa D. Smith 15. Then we have live broadcasts available tonight. Larissa D. Smith, thank you so much. Brother Timothy D. Kinney, join us. Thank you so much for doing that. Also, we have Z Squad, Greenville 1981. That's the Brothers of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Then we have Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDIBertusSmith. And we're going to slide over here to Tumblr Live. And Tumblr Live is at Dr. Low Smith blog. And last but not never least, TikTok Live. And we're glad to come to you on TikTok Live. And that's DRLDIBertusSmith. We're excited about coming before. We have people that join us. Like, we have an awesome show. Our title tonight is Fall Deeply have you put yourself in that position? Meaning that are you fit to fall deeply in love? We also want to share with you that WPSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. And we're really excited that, including our base here in the United States, we're on all on six of the continents, so we're really excited about that, because before we was only on five, now we're on six, and we're just really trying to make things happen, getting the word out. This is an interactive platform. You can communicate back and forth. I want you to type to know what's on your mind so I can know what's going on. What is your thoughts about fall deeply in love? Have you fell in love? But has it been a deep love? We also want you to be part of our giveaway. And what we do is that we raffle off giveaways based on our sponsors giving us the various things, from hotel stay, from the max of 5 nights and 6 days, to books, to products that we purchase, to gift cards, to cash money. We wrap up a ability to meet you at a convenience store if your name come up and pay for it. If you're not even in the area, we are willing to send you what you need to purchase that tank of gas or purchase that food that we have. We're wrapping off a $100 grocery purchase. We don't mind giving back because God has blessed us to be able to come before you and share this with you. We're really excited about the vision he blessed us with. Now, if you want to be a part of this, we need to see your name along with a means of transaction. There are four means of transaction that we're working with. That is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. You can send it to WSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. We also ask you to support what we're doing here on this interactive platform. Support us by going to Cash App and just whatever small token you have to $LorenzaDSmith. Then on top of that, we want you, if you're on one of the live platforms, we want you to hit the likes. We want you to hit the hearts. We want to make sure you are pushing knife for a thousand. Basically, when we're talking about each one of our devices, we ought to be able to get 1,000 out of them. So we truly want to be able to do that. So as we move into our show title, which is, I'm going to get something out of the way so I can make sure it's not out of the way when I'm trying to, is fall deeply in love. Have you ever fell deeply in love? Are you in a position to fall in love? Or are you just telling individuals, I love you? It's easy to do that. We want you to keep in mind that Love Cafe is the real talk show that soothes your appetite. See, we broke love in Akron, but we started off, we always like to start off talking about the menu. See, the Love Cafe has a menu that will soothe your appetite. First of all, we have lust. And when you fall deeply in love, you have to go through a tier process. And the first one is lust. And the restaurant, the menu at the Love Cafe is the appetizer and the starter, which is the lust. Next is the entree. The entree is the attraction. You go through this process, oh, you like what you see, you get a chance to go through the process the next tier, and you're attracted to the person. Then we have the dessert. You know, everybody doesn't know some people eat first. It's the attachment because there's something sweet. Something that goes down easy. And last but not least, on the menu is the beverage, which is a lot of times it's the first libation you ask for. So when you get it, you can be awakened to it. But you also, at the end of your meal, you drink a little bit more of that libation, and now you're fully awakened. The acronym LOVE in the Love Cafe is so important. We have to talk about it. We want to talk about the acronym of L-O-V-E. First of all, we deal with the L because it's important that we understand what the L relates to and what it may relate to you, or you may have something different from what we're sharing. See, the L start off with listening. See, to fall deeply in love with someone, you have to be an active listener. because it's one of the effective communication skills that you must master. So you have to be an effective listener. Then you have to be willing to be loyal. Are you loyal to that person that you intentionally decided, intentionally dating or in a relationship to have a goal, to have a favorable outcome? I always said marriage is a favorable outcome, but you don't want to be in a relationship, spend a whole lot of time, and you don't see a favorable outcome. But listening will put you in a position so you can kind of understand what direction you will be going. The next thing is loyal. How loyal will you be? And I just mentioned it before, but I wanted to come back to it, being loyal. See, listening is important. Loyal is even more important. Are you loyal to yourself? If you're able to do that, so you can be loyal to someone else. Laughter. See, some people don't understand laughter is really good for the soul. And one thing about love does not resonate on the outside, which is an external thing. Love resonates in the internal part, the inner self, which is your heart and your soul. So you have laughter. If they said laughter is good for the soul, then you have the ability to be in love and deeply in love. Next is likability. See, it's important when you're going through the lust stage that draws the attention. See, I want individuals to understand, for men are visual. They like to see. They can see what they like. Are you willing to just be excited about being with that person? Are you willing to give whatever it needs to take to keep everybody on the same page? You have to be in line to be able to cooperate, be able to agree. You need to be friendly. You also need to be fit. Come on now. And you can put in that submissive. These are the things that we are requiring in action. And as a man, you need to be a provider, a protector, be able to prophesy, be able to be caring and loving. That's what you have to be able to do. The O is overcoming. Overcoming the challenges that come in your life. Being observant. See, one of the things about when you meet people and you go through those stages in the menu like lust, you become very observant. Your eyes lock in on one another. So you observe what that person is doing. You observe what the person is dressed and how they dress. You observe what they have on. You see, that's what's so important. You got to be observant. You also have to have an open mind. See, having an open mind to understand that everybody are imperfect people, and understand God created people in his own image, but they are imperfect, but they can do perfect things. And to love someone and deeply love someone perfect thing. Also oneness. See, when you intentionally dating to have a favorable outcome, you're leading yourself to become one with that person. It's as we know, as God, as if you're a Christian, you understand God is always first. Then you have yourself and the other one. And when God brings you together, he wraps that triple cord together to become oneness. Are you willing to be oneness? Open-heartedness. Do you have an open heart? Or are you just so angry, overjoyed? See, how, you know, people say one of the most important things is not how happy you are. It's how much joy that you have in your life. And I'm looking at, as a minister, that's Brother Timothy Kinney. And he knows, you know, no matter what we go through today, if we turn it over to our Lord and Savior as we lie down in the green pasture, which, you know, a lot of times are in your bed, you know what happens if he wakes you up in the morning? Tim can type in that. Joy comes in the morning. And if you're ready for the joy, you can work the plan that he has for you. So you have to make sure you overjoyed. You're excited about what you're doing. The next thing is overlooking faults. See, too many times we want to look at everybody else's fault and not realizing that we have faults ourselves. And we don't want to address our faults. But we can always point out faults. We can always throw the rock and hide our hand. And you try to do that instead of you overlooking the faults and realizing that we all have faults and we can work through them when we address them through counseling, through therapy. We got to address them through praying and allowing God to manipulate and guide and put us in a position. Next thing is truly the B in the Love Cafe, the acronym B, person is. Values, what are your values about life? And we got a show we're going to be talking about that. And that's coming up on, matter of fact, on Monday. We're going to talk about values. What are, how valuable are you? Are you to the point that you cannot increase your value? See, people don't think, but if you have values, you can increase them by working on them. The next thing is vulnerable. See, to be trying to protect this, what we call our inner self. But if to love God shall allow yourself to open your heart, open your soul, so you can be vulnerable enough to accept love and to the point where you understand what love is and what love does. See, that's the problem. You can't love because you don't know what love is. You don't know what love does for you. So you have to be vulnerable to experience that. The next thing is vision. See, we was talking about when I was saying there's certain things that, you know, gentlemen bring to the table, and a man should have vision. Because God should seek him as a leader and work in the family so he can have vision. We can have validation. See, how you validate each other is important. You validate them by supporting and encouraging them. That way they can say, what I'm doing is important not only to me, but to the person that is intentionally in this relationship with me, and also seek to have a favorable outcome. Be validated. Viable. Viability. How viable are you? Are you a viable person? Are you in a situation to be viable, be known, let everybody know I'm going to put the effort in, I'm going to put the work. My effort is going to be always great because I want to get the best out of it. I always tell people, I assess myself every day. You must self-assess yourself every day. Create a pro chart and a corn chart. Con, a pro and con. And you put all the things that happen positive that day. Put all the things that happen negative. If the negative or out, you know, outnumber the positive, but I'm going to tell you like this. You need to focus and realize it's you. The problem is we got to work on us, got to make sure we're validated enough, make sure we're viable enough. Next one is vibrant. This next B is vibrant. How vibrant are you? Are you just going through the motion every day? Vigorous. Are you a vigorous person? You don't say, I'm going to work and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to take what I assess myself to be the best version of myself so I can be better the next day. Because we don't know what the plan is. The plan is already in place for each and every one. We don't have the same plan. You don't know whether you live in your plan until you realize you have a purpose. I always tell people I deal with the four P's that's in my life. See, what I want to make sure I can be prepared for life. I want to have a plan of action. I want to be practical about what's going on in my life so I can have a purpose in life. And that's truly. And one more other piece I want to add is so important, patience. Do you have patience? Or are you the one that always wants things to happen quick and fast? We have a supercomputer. You can type in, but are you, when you find a definition for something, are you learning exactly what that definition is, or are you just reciting it someone and let them know that I know word and I know definition for word. Virtuous. Are you a virtuous person? You have to work hard on being virtuous. When they say you're a virtuous man, a virtuous woman, that's a person that's going to give their help. They don't have a selfish bone in their body. They are selfless. See, they have empathy for others. To be virtuous, you have to do that. You're prepared, and you're a virtuous person, and that's what we all want to be. Next, we have the E, and the E is everything. Putting all that in. You bring it from the in and the out, from in to out, so everybody can see. See, weight is made for the shoulders and not for the hip. So when you're working from the inner self that works up to your shoulders and to your brain. You're going to give it all, so you're going to give everything. The next thing is everlasting. Are you everlasting? Do you intentionally date so it can be everlasting or long-lasting? Excitement. Do you have excitement in your relationship? How See, your love can be deep when you have excitement. You're giving everything. You're easygoing. You're not an uncooperative person. And brothers and sisters, I want to let y'all know, if you want to fall deeply in love, you cannot be a person that's not cooperative. You cannot be a person that's not agreeable. See, you have to be agreeable. You have to be cooperative so you can experience excitement, experience easygoing. You can experience elegance. You can experience empathetic enchanting. You know what empathetic enchanting is? You have to have empathy for others. And you're enchanting. See, enchanting is a word that we always relate to the story of the fairy tale. Fairy tale is enchanting garden. It's enchanting woods. You know, so it's something special. Last thing dealing with the E before we go into summing up the acronym of love is endearing. Are you endearing? I want you to think about it. Are you endearing? And as we look at the acronym, taking everything we just shared, the L, the O, the V, and the E, you can add it up to empowerment. See, fall deeply in love empowers you when you have the capability of doing that, because you know what love is and what love does. See, too many times people don't understand, and I mentioned this in the P earlier, so I'm going to add it to my P. Love is patient. See, to fall deeply in love, you must be patient. To fall deeply in love, you must be caring. To fall deeply in love, you must be humble. To fall deeply in love, you must know the definition and understand what intimacy is. It is not all sexual. Your heart and your soul. The little things does matter. See, it's unconditional. When you fall in love deeply, you are committed. You understand the definition of commitment that relates to being intentional in your relationship. Because you're trying to get a favorable outcome. You cannot be in a relationship and want a favorable outcome when you're dating intentionally. That means from the start to share it with the person you're dating with. This is the outcome I'm looking for. Or are you looking for the same thing? If not, I think this conversation needs to end right here. You need to move on to someone that want to do the same thing you want to do. Let's be straightforward. Let's be right up front with everybody. Let them know you want them to be committed. See, that's fear. Fear comes about in a fear of falling in love, in deep love, because it requires you to be committed. It's given on your time. Your schedule should match. And the next thing dealing with love is dedication. Are you dedicated? See, we had a co-host on this show from out of Berkeley, California. I always give a shout out, Minister Denise Stephanie. She keep me informed of what's going on in California all the time. You know, that's a 2 hour difference in our time. And she always talk about, when you're talking about relationship, she said consistency. See, dedication and consistency. And when people show who they are, believe what you see. Don't think something else is going to be different. Showing you who they are. If they're not willing to get consistent performance, they're calling, they're sending cards, they're coming over with you, or they're inviting you out, and they start doing it sparingly. They're letting you know they're not ready to be committed. They're not ready to be dedicated. And they're not going to give you the consistent performance. See, love is support. You should be able to support your spouse and your significant other, no matter what you're going through. Provide the support. Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it's a text. Sometimes it's a call. Sometimes it's feeling that something's not right. Meet them where they are and let them know that I know you're going through some things, but I'm here to support you. I'm here to encourage you because love is encouraged. Love is compromise. One of the biggest challenges in all relationships is being able to compromise, especially in marriages. Sometimes we cannot compromise. A lot of people walk away from marriage or won't even go into a marriage, even though they intentionally say they want to be there because they're not willing to compromise. It's either my way or the highway. You had heard that out of some people. It's my way. People relate to Burger King. When Burger King used to have a little slogan, you know, you can't have it your way at Burger King. They said, have it your way, but you can't have it your way. You got to stick to the how they got it set up. And we have to do that with life. Unique. Love is unique. No matter what you went through 15 years, if you seek the help, and I'm going to relate to myself. I met a young lady here coming out of my previous marriage, and met her, and I just thought it was just we were going to move in the right direction. And to me, they seemed to be unique. But then when they began to get to the crunch time, the pressure started getting on. They was trying to project things on me. And I knew that I needed to do some work. The relationship would have been very unique, mostly seeking therapists so we can be the best version of ourselves. But it was unique. It gave me the opportunity to realize the direction I wanted to go, to see my purpose. Special in the setting of romantic. And I truly thank that opportunity because I learned how to develop a passionate bond. See, love is passionate and it's a bond. Love is deep affection. See, some people don't understand how important deep affection is. It is not I won't, but you need deep affection. Are you willing to give that affection? Love is selfless. If y'all think about it, I got all this, I got all these accolades and these levels of education, and it's all about me, you cannot fall deeply in love. You can, but it's with yourself. Say it again. You fall deeply in love with yourself. And it's fine. You can love yourself all deeply, but you're going to be alone. And sometimes you're going to die alone. No matter how many pets we get, nothing can replace love from a human. If anybody tells you, see, you have to be selfless. It means that you have to give up things. You have to do for others. And not always about yourself. How much I can get out of the deal. We may not get nothing out of the deal. Or we might get more than we expected. When you're intentionally about dating or a relationship, have a favorable outcome and you mentioned it from the beginning, that outcome will come to you. Because you'll do the things we just mentioned that love is all about. Because you'll build a state of mind. See, love becomes a state of mind. And you're going to work as hard as you can to reach that goal. People always, you know, it amazes me how people tell they've been in a relationship 5 to 10 years. And no one let them make their real commitment. Always want, well, I'm fearing the person's going to leave you. So what kind of damage you're causing in the 5 and 10 years for each other? You can't learn nothing from anybody out there that you're dating and for the person that you will marry. All you can bring to them is trauma, hurt, which love is not. See, love is not hurt, humiliation, or abuse. They're the most hurtful and most challenging abuse about well-being is always physical. So you hear about physical abuse, but you never, never hear people talk about how emotional abusive they are. See, this tongue is powerful. See that? So if you love that person, you wouldn't abuse them by having them there for 5 to 10 years without making a final commitment. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that you're going to fall deeply in love? Some people say they have fear. See, we have the acronym of fear as well, and that acronym is help you frighten yourself. You're not frightened of failing. You're frightened of succeeding. It is at elementary level. And to be successful in a relationship, you have to have a master emotional cue. They is attitude, argumentative. See, if you want to argue about everything, you want to be right about everything, you want to run the relationship. You don't understand your role and your duty in the relationship, but you want to run the relationship. Up and down being shuffled. But you know what? That's talking about being happy. See, you're happy because you're not abused. See, as I said, always talk about, but the one that gets everybody and we don't ever ask about when somebody said what happened, oh, they abused it to me. But was you emotional abusive to him or her? Ask them that when they said, oh, that person was physical abusive. Was you emotional? Because that tongue is a powerful thing. So make sure you don't allow love to be hurt. Don't give people the gratification of hurting you, I love you. Don't give the people the gratification of humiliating you, then tell you, I love you. See, that's a gift they give it to. But what we're talking about, fall deeply in love. It has nothing about telling you I love you. It's falling from your inner self where it's seen to your outer self. Give a shout out to Sunshine. That's Asima Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you taking time to support us on this call. Type in your comments. I say, soothes your appetite. That lust, which is the starting appetizer. That entree, truly, truly, people keep forgetting, is the attraction. You know when you go to a restaurant. I see people post food on it. They don't too many times post their starter or appetizer. You know they post that entree? They'll post that whatever. But if they're in a Mexican restaurant, Japanese, Hispanic, or African-American, or Italian, whatever it be, they're going to always post that entree. Because it's that attraction. It'll make you look at that. They'll look at what's going on. So make sure. Then you have your dessert, which is that attachment. You select whatever it may be. Sweet, deep down in your soul. And I'm telling you, that's the attachment you have. See, it's amazing. Just think about people you have met in your life. Even though you're not together, what was the attraction? What was the that led to you now to have an attachment with them? I want you to think about that. And the awakening, when you drink water from the beginning, it'll wake up your body so you're ready to eat, and you drink water in the end, it washes it down so you know what? Can eat. You can feel it. And that's called the awakening. Truly, truly is awesome. But we want you to be a part of the show. But we also want to take an opportunity. We have to pay some bills because it's important that we always pay some bills. And we give a shout out to TriStat LLC, the consultant firm that meets your needs. You need to give Mr. William Scott a call. And what his job is that he'll work with you administrating a grant that you have received. So you can have your paperwork, your numbers and orders, everything, all your documentation, put into a fine print where you can have it so when you present to those grantors that are this, you'll be able to give them a report that's awesome. I'll find you again. So give Mr. William Scott a call at 334-321-5438. 334-320-5438. Give Mr. William Scott a call. Let's focus on our next segment. Our next segment will be the beginning of what does it mean to be deeply in love? What does it mean? I want you to think about it. To be deeply in love. Give a shout out to one of our sponsors, LT Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. Let's give a shout out to
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Here we go. We're gonna spread it around.
Hard work, hard work. Shout out to the Anthony Stallworth with L&T Stallworth Service LLC, located in Crenshaw County, in Alabama. Give him a call at 334-300-7401. I'll go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth. You can DM him, direct message him, and let him know. He has a awesome manicure service where he do your lawn, move some tree stalks, he moves certain things, they have people in connection. So give him a call, and that's Anthony Stallworth, truly, truly, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. As we look at the meaning of deeply in love. I just want you to think about it. I ask you to do that. See, this typically refers to you being in love. Too many times we have people who really don't know what love is. See, being in love with someone means you want to spend as much time with that person. Even if you're busy, you probably find times that also involve a desire to get to know more about your partner by exploring their interests. So you got to take time to find out what's their interest. In a relationship, individuals most likely experience deep love may feel as if they have a strong simpatico relationship where both partners feel like they can autonomically yet remain intrinsically connected with one another. That means that you're going to be connected and you don't have to get to the point where you see individuals every day, but you don't have to physically do things. You're just getting the time and the connection to get to know the person. So you're deeply falling in love, and it's coming from the inner self. That's where it's all about. That's where your connection is. It's your inner self, your heart and your soul. See, deep love feels powerful. Is that you? Whatever your definition, your thoughts of deep love, it makes you feel powerful, but effortless. You ain't got to do a whole lot because you're letting your inner self be the guide. And it can be fulfilled on multiple levels. That is the meaning of deep love. Ask yourself, am I deep love with someone? I would say, how important is it to fall deeply in love? Tell me how important it is. Because we have to put ourselves in a position so we can experience that. So how important, I want you to think about it. That's what we're going to do. How important is it to fall deeply in love? We just talk about being in love with someone means you want to spend more time with them, as much as time as possible. Being in love makes you feel powerful. Being in love fulfills many things in your life at different levels. Being in love is having a strong, simpatico relationship with the partner. This is what we're talking about, being in love. Are you ready for love? How important is it to fall deeply in love? We want to give a shout out to our next sponsors because it's important that we play their promos so we can get paid. I thank each and every one of them for being willing to be a part of this. And we want to give a shout out. We're spinning and moving so fast tonight. I'm sorry I'm in the ends now. We're going to give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. They're doing some awesome things down there. So let's play the promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My, check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You can give the co-owners, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. Give them a call. The number to give them a call is 334-549-0950. Either go to Facebook and you'll go to Marvin Smith page. And he's posting what he's cooking in the menu every day. You just don't put paper up there. He actually puts the food and you can see. I tell you, it's some awesome Southern fried food. So give him a holler. 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check him out. Our next two topics we're going to focus on: how important is it to be deeply in love? And you're deeply in love. Let's start with how important it is. See, deep in love requires connection. See, love is all about connection. And that you control. You might not control connection, but you do control this, and that's time. See, deep in love requires time. How much you put into it? You can allow this super computer, which is your cell phone, to get in the way. That device can get in the way of you deepening your love towards someone. So you have to set aside time every day, putting away your phone on one other. Give that person your undivided attention. That's what you That's how important it falls in love is. You're going to give them your undivided attention. Not based on conditions. You're giving it time. If I can check his phone and do this, that's not giving the person the time because you're focusing what's on that phone and not on that person. Then you want to know, how do you know in love? We talk about deeply in love. See, being in love looks different for everyone. It's not the same. But you can count on experiencing bliss, things moving quick and fast, stability, and a last. That's what you can count on when you fall deeply in love. See, when you're in the early stage of knowing how that euphoric feeling is as a result of the dopamine that runs through and gets you excited, a deeper connection with your significant other and your wife, once the high level and that level increase, you're leading toward attachment. That's how you know you're deep, you're falling deeply in love, or you fail deeply in love. We have to always keep, you get excited and you want to know more. You want to be in a relationship. You ask yourself, what is the difference between loving someone? Loving someone is, I can say I love you. I give you that gift. And being deeply in love with them. See, when we talk romantic love, that's why I say, if you want a favorable outcome in your romantic life, you must be intentional about what you're doing. So the ideal is, this is your romantic love. See, everybody, key goal in romantic in love is to find out whether a person can fall in love. See, falling in love for the first time might be a challenge, but it is the pinnacle of romantic experience. Even the possibilities of joining us and being a part of it. We have quite a few that we want to give a shout out as well, and we'll go back to sharing some thoughts about the difference between loving someone and being in love. I'm going to take an opportunity to give the individual who took time to be a part of Pumping the Sunflowers 092, The Great White Shark, number one. You have Trip Fresh, Ready, this is Factor N 34. Also, you have Mr. Vamp 31. Do we have any more down there? We have quite others, quite a few on TikTok, and we have way over a large. Thank you so much, each and every one of you joining us. Let's continue on the difference between loving someone and being in love. See, first of all, you have to know what's your goal. You want to know what your outcome is. See, when you fall deeply in love with someone, you find yourself thinking, I love them. That's when you say you love someone. I love them. But when you know you're in love with them, you'll be saying, I'm in love. Love and feeling in love with them simply illustrates feelings of love evolve over a course of a relationship, especially in a long-term relationship, marriage. See, first you have to do, if you know you're moving in the right direction, is chat what it's like to be in love. Being in love generally refers to those interests, those intense relationships with some intention. I'm intentionally dating. In my feelings, I'm giving, the way to put it here is intentional. So I expect the same thing for you. You do it, it allows the relationship to really get started. And those intense feelings are infatuation, happiness, excitement, nervousness, emotion, and lust. I always tell individuals, your time is so important. If you don't see that, that can be a end result, don't do it. That's the first thing you have to do. You have to be intentional about dating. And then don't just go out on dates yet. You can't learn nothing that prepares you for any long-lasting relationship for the marriage. You can't learn anything. Secondly, you have to think about this. What is like to love a partner can be seen in certain manners. What are the manners you see this? See, first of all, when you fall in love, you might not only idealize your partner, but also present an ideal version of yourself. Your partner, like you, is imperfect. They are imperfect humans. We are imperfect people who do perfect things. To calm down when we're talking about the second thing here, we all have good traits. And those good traits allow us to fall in love. Those good traits also allow us to see the aspects of people's personality, as well as their habits. Then loving someone can involve a sense of strong connection and trust. That's what loving someone is all about. You have to know your partner well enough to rattle off their likes and their dislikes, their values, their strength, without a second of thought. That's how you know that you're loving someone and being in love with them. That's how you want. If you want to be a part of the show by calling in, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we talk about our title, Fall Deeply in Love. Do you want to fall deeply in love? And if you do, you need to know what the stages are. But it's only one that's so important, that's really important. See, when you fall in deeply in love, the stage of a relationship, and the most important one is stage 1. The stage of courtship, the honeymoon stage, the initial stage. Because it's going to be cool. And it's when you fall in love and these feelings are strong during the stage of courtship. Truth of the matter, you really can't think of anything else. So that's the stage when you fall deeply in love from the beginning. That's why I say, if a person, you're not sexually attracted to them, you don't have no feelings for them, don't just go out on a date, just go out on a date. You both ways And the next thing is tips to falling more deeply in love is don't skip the small things. Look at all the positive experiences. See how you have the same mutual thoughts, the mutual things that you want to do. Be ready to overcome challenges together. Have adventure. Have an adventure. You set out to do something. Repeat activities that make you fall in love. Spend time doing things you both enjoy. Have honest conversation. And work on yourself. That's a very important one. Put away the devices. Make a new commitment every day. How are you going to be committed to be successful in this relationship and how you can now recognize falling in love? To Instagram account, give a shout out to those individuals that's joining us on Instagram. We have a timer on there, one hour, and they go out. Still have Facebook rolling, Tumblr, there's TikTok, and Blog Talk Radio. And our final thought as we sum up today, our title again, Fall Deeply in Love. I want you to keep in mind, words of the psychotherapist and relationship expert, Jacqueline Scott. Believe you can choose to fall in love with someone. In other words, she's saying, in some way, love is a choice. Relationship and commitment are choices. Every day, remind yourself that you are choosing to be in this relationship with this person. It would help you not to take the relationship for granted. That's why I say it's important. If the person does not get you excited enough in that love stage that you want to gonna eventually you feel that you're sexually attracted to that person, don't spend your time going out on date to date to see can you develop. We give a shout out to Brother Breaky, Brother Tony Breaky, out of the great state of Georgia, member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much. Just getting home from work, he said. Thank you, brother, for joining. Yeah, we're at the end of the hour, and we thank you. We went over a couple of minutes already, but see, that's the blessing God allow us to be in. And the last thing I want to share with everybody, see, don't take your relationship for granted. Make sure you empower you to have the ability to say that I'm ready to be in a relationship. And understand, see relationships or partnerships in different lights. They're not the same. Don't say you're looking for a partner. You're looking for the person that you're going to be in a relationship with. Now we get caught up saying we're looking for a partner. Looking for a partner. Because one thing, love will grow from you empowering yourself and your partner. Love comes about when you empower your relationship to make sure you see all sides of it so you can be intentionally in that relationship for a favorable outcome. Truly, God has blessed us one more time. I want to give a shout out to others that are joining us. Let me give a quick shout out to a couple of individuals. Look like drug list, but right. 195, thank you. Avon, 95, thank you so much. We have quite a few, and I want to be able to see those guys. B joining us. Thank you so much, B, that's joining us. We have several other thank you on TikTok. Each and every one of y'all for taking time. Brother Breaky, thank you for getting off work and coming joining us. God has blessed us one more time to share some knowledge. And thank the ones that have been typing in comments throughout special, throughout on TikTok. Thank you so much. Our title tonight was Fall Deeply in Love on the Love Cafe, the real relationship talk show that soothes your appetite. Have an awesome rest of the night. Great weekend. Join us on Monday for Straight Talk, No Chaser. And that's at 5:30. And we're going to truly have an awesome time. We're just blessed to have your presence. And I just want to tell you, I love you. Truly love you from my heart. And it's coming from my heart. Because, see, God has blessed me to be able to have a heart big enough to love everyone, especially the watchers and the listeners. On WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And truly, we're excited about that. Tonight, the Love Cafe, we brought it to you. Hopefully, something will gain from it. And as we ask you to take that title and think about it, fall deeply in love. Be ready to fall deeply in love. Because you know what it is? Falling deeply in love with someone is a choice. See, love is a choice. Relationship and commitment is a choice. If you choose to be with that person, make it intentional so you can grant and empower both of you to see the benefits of it, which is a favorable outcome. And your intentional goal should be in a relationship to get married. I'm not saying it's going to be 6 months or a year. When you start getting in 2 years or so, they're ready to marry you. And they ain't going to marry you. You know, I'm trying to get more money. I'm trying to get ready. No, you're doing it if you can take care of yourself. They say, I'm getting it. They just use an excuse. Let them know my time and energy is so important to me. If you're not ready, it's good. You move on your way, and I move on mine. That's the attitude you have to have. If you want a successful relationship where you can fall deeply in love, you have to take charge of your relationship. Because as it said by Jacqueline's sketch, it's a choice. Love is a choice. Commitment is a choice. You grant yourself and your partner power. You grant yourself and your spouse power when you allow love to grow. So have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you on Monday at 5:30 at Straight Talk, No Chaser. P.M. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was awesome coming before you. I want to play. I have actually two more promo that I need to play so I can make sure those individuals hear their promo. We do it every show. So it's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. So we want to be able to play this one. We'll play the final one. And that's for those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. And we want to, I'm looking at Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Check this out. It's important because they have some awesome products that you make and purchase.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, manpower, goat milk lotion, and Cumming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Call at 251-369-1344. Jennifer Jackson, the best soap and perfume scent in Central Alabama. So give her a call, Jennifer Jackson. And last but not least, to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, I have to give them that shout out because they are great sponsors and we want them to be able to have their promo play. Give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Corporate, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Twitter, send them a message. Tell them, brothers, we thank you for what you're doing and partnering with WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're truly blessed to be before you. It's been awesome tonight. Hopefully you gained something from it, but as I always give you the sign, I love you from my heart, and as we close out, I want to share this with you because it's important, because it's always coming from my heart. Hashtag respond. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag truly is important. Make it do what it do. Hashtag we got this. And you have an awesome weekend. We'll see you on Monday at 5:30. Straight talk, no chaser. So have an awesome rest of the night. We truly, truly want to say it. We love you.